Well, Coach, here we are, ready to get the season started. I guess just how things been going so far?
Things have been going great. Kids are putting in a lot of work and effort, trying to accomplish their individual goals and team goals. So we're doing a great job for the first 2 weeks of practice and start competition tomorrow.
And, Coach, I know for you, you've been around these guys for a while, but first time as a head coach, so a little bit of a learning curve for you too?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, it's easy being an assistant. You know, Coach Clay, you know, took care of a lot of the things that I'm just now getting used to. Not even used to, but just working through right now, and I'm always looking to him, you know, giving him a call or a text about stuff that, you know, needs to get done. So it's always good to, you know, have a mentor like he was, and you know, help me make sure that things are getting done.
Well, Coach, talking about that, you get started over at Edwardsville with a quad coming up tomorrow. Who are you guys going to see tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're wrestling Collinsville, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville.
So a little bit bigger schools. O'Fallon, I know the Vandals have seen a little bit in the past, but a couple of schools they don't see a whole lot.
Yeah, we've had O'Fallon in the past. Collinsville, I don't know if we've wrestled them ever since I was even assistant coach. So it's good to, you know, get a look of different teams. And then Edwardsville being so close, we just never could get, you know, things lined up to wrestle them in the past. And, you know, they reached out to us that a team dropped, and, you know, we were, you know, very appreciative to, you know, be on their radar as well to get a match lined up with them.
It's also nice to be able to have a quad that's you'd love to get it at home, but only be an hour away is pretty nice too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We can't complain about the drive. You know, they got a great facility there, the John Davis Center. So mm-hmm. It's always nice to get in that wrestling facility and wrestle.
You know, that's the other thing too, to get started, to see some people. I know that's one of the things when you get into practice, no matter what the sport is, there comes a point when it's like, man, we just need to see somebody else.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's it's always tough the first few weeks, you know, you're trying to get in shape and, you know, you're seeing the same people over and over again. Even as a coach, it's tough because, you know, you're trying to think of things that you need to work on, but you know, it's not until the first few competitions that, you know, you get to see exactly what the, you know, start, you know, learning, you know, some new technique or, you know, drilling some things differently just to, you know, it's nice to get those competitions in for different looks.
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes you think something's going to be a certain way, but until you really get out there and find out, you don't know for sure.
Oh yeah, of course. You know, we wrestled in the inner squad 2 days ago, and you know, it's just another practice as far as, you know, getting to see each other wrestle. And you know, but I mean, I told them, you know, this is the time where you open up and, you know, you just go out, try and score on each other, you know, really open it up, put on a show for, you know, the fans.
Coach, looking at this squad you've got back, and obviously lost some great guys to graduation, but you bring back a really great squad this year, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Rankings came out. We were preseeded number 2 behind Cole City, who was the team that beat us in the championship last year. But, yeah, we lost a lot, but we also gained some freshmen in this year that, you know, did very well for our junior high program last year. And, you know, it's like they don't miss a beat. You know, they just come in and they're wrestling even the older kids and, you know, giving them, you know, different looks and, you know, different skill sets. It's just a wide variety of, you know, how important it is to just get those young guys in there and have some of the younger kids from last year stepping up into the older, more mature roles to guide those freshmen.
Yeah, and you've got guys, you know, a ton of guys from last year that, you know, state qualifier levels and guys like that, and you always expect those guys to take another step, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That was one important thing that I'm bringing to the table this year is talking about goals. Me and Coach talked about it last year, you know, trying to get individual goal, you know, that way they have like a mindset of their own as well. You know, I mean, obviously the team goal is to win the state championship. But, you know, it's nice to like listen to some individual goals that kids have, you know, state qualifier, state place winner, state champ, you know, just making them realize like their potential as well. And that way, you know, if they accomplish their individual goals, the team goal will be there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing when you've got some guys sitting there that being a state champion, that's not only the goal. I think they'd be a little disappointed if they don't get it.
Oh, yeah, we have. So we have two returning state champions. Well, Preston 2 years ago, but was very close last year. And then Max Philpott went in state last year. And, you know, they're both great partners for each other, just pushing each other and then pushing the kids around them, you know, just having like that diversity in the room, you know, different people, different looks. It's just fantastic to have. And then you got, you know, Dylan Hinton, who's been, you know, he's been there. He's been in the state championship, came up short, but he's a three-time placer. You got Ross, who was a, you know, state place winner last year and very, very close on making the state championship. I mean, we got a whole bunch of kids, and then we have state qualifiers that, you know, are just waiting to get on that podium. And I think this year we're going to see a lot more of those kids. They're putting in the time, they're putting in the work. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, their individual goals show for all that effort.
When you've got that many guys with that many strong individual goals that are that strong, it just makes everybody else better too.
It does. I mean, that's the one tough part of being a coach, is just having all these individuals that, you know, have the same goals, or, you know, just even being a state or not state, even being a starter for us is tough right now just because of the depth we have. You know, the kids are, you know, just all chomping at the bit to, you know, be a starter for us. And that's the one good thing also for a coach is, you know, having different ways, different lineups to mix and match some kids into the lineup and, you know, just putting the right guy out there at the end. But, you know, right now everything's just practice, you know, for the end goal.
And that's the other thing, too, just because you're not in the starting lineup today, an injury could happen, a lot of things could come down the pike, so you got to be ready to go, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's, you know, this year I'm going to try and try my best to get some kids some varsity experience, you know, get most of them into the lineup at least to, you know, get a feel of what it's like to be on the varsity, you know, be able to sit some guys in case of, you know, some struggles, you know, whether it's, you know, weight issues or whether it's injuries, you know, just trying to keep everyone healthy for the end game. You know, we have just a bunch of guys just wanting to wrestle, and that's the best part about it.
This is the other thing, too. I mean, you had a lot of these guys that just 2 weeks ago were playing football, so I know it's going to take a little bit for some transition on that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, especially with like weight cutting, you know, there's been a couple guys that, you know, maintain their weight or, you know, kept their weight up heavy for football, which I completely understand. You know, the last thing I want them to do is focus on wrestling whenever it's still football season. So, you know, just whenever the time came, you know, I was going to give kids extra extended time to, you know, get their weight down the proper way instead of sucking it all down for, you know, just weight certifications. You know, I want them to feel healthy, strong, you know, just be able to lose the weight, you know, in a healthy manner and get to the weight that they need to be at.
That's one of the things as a coach that, you know, and I know they've got to match up with things now and they watch things a lot closer, but as a coach, you've got to teach guys, hey, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it when it comes to the weight loss too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the biggest thing is monitoring their weight, you know, making sure that, you know, their water intake is enough to make them stay hydrated, eating the right things. You know, you can't go through a 2-hour practice, lose 5 pounds, and then, you know, go right to McDonald's. You know, that's just not the healthy way. You know, you got to do it properly, you know, eating chicken and, you know, some good protein, stuff like that. And, you know, that way, you know, you cut out soda. That way the weight just like comes off and stays off. You know, you're losing losing the percentage of fat and, you know, doing it the healthy way.
And this isn't the easiest thing to teach with teenagers sometimes, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. Of course, you know, their metabolism goes a million miles an hour. You know, it's easier for them than, you know, teaching it to older people. But, you know, still doing it the right way is important. You know, that way they're not, you know, getting their weight up and then back down and up, back down, you know, the yo-yo effect. We don't necessarily want to, you know, teach them that way because it puts a toll on the body.
Coach, this is your one November event. After this, you get into December, the CM tournament a week away. And, man, it's a wild ride in December. You got a lot of matches coming up during that month.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, I'm glad to, you know, get started because, I mean, that's just the head coach's dream is you're wanting to see these competitions. But, you know, I do feel for, you know, my family. You know, we always joke that this is my last weekend of, you know, last weekend was my last weekend of, you know, spending time with the family. And then after this, it's just, you know, on the go all the time. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's a long 4 months, but, you know, I'm happy to step into the coach's role and, you know, get these kids, you know, to their ending goals as well.
So, Coach, kind of looking ahead on the schedule, December 19th and 20th, you guys are going to Pennsylvania. I guess tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's a tournament that I actually wrestled in whenever I was in high school. It's my hometown event, and whenever I was wrestling through it, there was only like 20 teams, and my brother, Paul Myers, took it over as the director of the tournament, and he built that tournament the whole way up to 50-plus teams right now, and he's been trying to get us to go. It's just never been in the cards for us the last few years. And, you know, just it was tough to drop some matches to make it work. And, you know, luckily it just so happened that we were able to reschedule a couple teams and, you know, keep them on our schedule and then be able to go to this tournament as well. So I'm looking forward to it. There's some tough competition out there. And, you know, our kids don't ever see these kids. So that's a great way to kind of measure up to even nationally ranked level competition. So, you know, it'll be good to see what our kids can do against out-of-state teams. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it, just not the drive.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's going to give you kind of back-to-back marquee events with that event and then with Abe's Rumble about 10 days after that. So you're going to get to see a lot of top competition there in a short period of time.
Oh, yeah. You know, just staying you know, healthy and hungry and everything is going to be the key. You know, if the biggest thing is like, if I see, you know, kids struggling with weight or, you know, injured or something like that, then, you know, I just have to, you know, think about the individual first and, you know, not necessarily the team, you know, cause I mean, we do have, like I said, that's our best part of our program is just having other kids that are equally qualified to step into the spot and do a good job for us. And, you know, I know with all those matches, you know, God forbid that, you know, no one gets injured. But, you know, if someone does, you know, just having them sit out, do the right proper treatment, you know, I think that's where we'll go. But, yeah, I'm excited for those events.
And I know, you know, you're nervous about it, but at the same time, you just want to get win number one out of the way, right?
I do. I'm sure tonight's going to be a tough night of sleep for me just because I keep thinking about, you know, the stress level of a head coach now. I mean, whenever I was assistant, you know, like I said, all the responsibilities and all the pressures on the head coach, and I'm just now starting to feel that. You know, I don't know. I always say I don't know how Coach Clay, you know, sleeps just because of the work in general, but just because of, you know, the stress level, the eyes on you, you know, stuff like that just plays effect into the head coaching role.